And now, it's Media One Radio Group's local public affairs radio program, Community Spotlight. We're asking the questions you want the answers to.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome to Community Spotlight on the Media One Radio Group stations. I'm Terry Frank. This weekend, we begin our look at the candidates running for key offices in Jamestown and Chautauqua County this fall. This weekend, we have the Democratic candidate for County Executive, Norm Green, who is challenging incumbent Republican Executive P.J. Wendell this November. Norm, first off, welcome to the program. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
We're giving the candidates a chance to give an opening statement, about 2 minutes, to introduce yourself and explain why you're running for office. Norm, you've got the floor.
Well, thank you very much. I've done about a dozen different presentations so far in the campaign, and I start out every one saying, hey, P.J. Wendell's a good guy. And P.J. Wendell is somebody that if he wins this election, it won't be the worst thing to happen. But I'm running because Chautauqua County, you know, deserves to a choice, and I think it's time for a reboot of Chautauqua County. Matter of fact, my website is called rebootchq.com. I think that, you know, we need to look at all of our managers. Our managers have been there for an awfully long time and through many administrations, and we need to look at how we're doing business in Chautauqua County. Me personally, I'm a Vietnam era veteran, peacetime. I wasn't during Vietnam, but I served in Germany, much to my mother's delight. After the United States Army, I went to college on the GI Bill, went to work at brand name sales, rose up to the ranks of regional manager. That's a now defunct retail chain of Western New York.
And I remember it.
And I find many people do. And then I spent 22 years as an election commissioner. So about 20 years as in retailing, private sector retailing, 22 years as election commissioner. During my term as election commissioner, I was the president of the New York State Election Commissioners Association. I also am proud to say that we had a world-class Board of Elections here in Chautauqua County. And people don't notice. They don't notice when things are done well and things are done perfectly, because that's always a sign of doing things well. Hey, you didn't notice. But just go to a Google search Board of Elections, and you'll see disasters across the United States of America, in New York State, and elsewhere in the country. A lot of people like to talk about the disasters. You didn't hear disasters in Chautauqua County. We always made sure that voting was something that was enjoyable for people.
Norm, I wanted to get this one out of the way early on. You had a very public spat with members of your own party and Democratic County legislators over the selection of a new elections commissioner, Luis Torres, to replace you. That eventually was resolved. Have you been able to unify Democrats, though, behind you for this run?
Well, the majority of the Democrats have always been behind me. We have the five county legislators. Only two of them will be back next year, maybe three. So a couple of them are gone. One has a race that, you know, seems like impossible to win. You know, the answer is that no, I haven't unified. They're in a different direction than the rest of the majority of the Democrats in Chautauqua County. The majority of the Democrats in Chautauqua County wanted my deputy, qualified woman, a Hispanic woman, to take my place as election commissioner. And the legislators tried to pull a fast one, and I took them to court. Court said, yes, Norm, you're correct. And so I've been on the side of right. I'm not afraid to take on people within my own party, not afraid to tell people when they're doing things wrong, and also not afraid to praise Republicans when they're doing things right.
After spending that 22 years as Democratic Elections Commissioner, you obviously have a background in government. What do you feel is the biggest issue facing Chautauqua County over the next year and 4 years?
Well, obviously, the immediate problem that we have in Chautauqua County is COVID and how we're handling it. I was pretty disappointed that the county executive the other day said that wearing masks was a personal decision, was quoted in the Buffalo News, said it in the press conference. They then turned around and sent out a press release saying something else. But that's what he said at the press conference. He seemed to be at odds with his public health director. The public health director, of course, serves a term of office. She does not. She's not his employee, but is right. within his administration. You know, it's problematic on how we're facing it. And one can say, well, gee, that should be a personal choice. Well, maybe so, maybe not. I got to say that the leader of the county should not be giving people a free pass, should not be encouraging people not to wear face masks. The leader of the county needs to be the person saying, hey, listen, let's make everybody as safe as we possibly can. And I would keep that comment to myself if I were him, that it's a personal choice. You know, I personally believe that I want to stay safe. And by staying safe, I need other people to wear a face mask.
There are a lot of people that echo those sentiments. Do you feel overall that the county has handled the COVID situation well?
Well, I think that it's been pretty much an unmitigated disaster. And, you know, I look at the fact that when we were doing vaccinations, they put on their website, don't call us. We are too busy. That's what it said on the website. People were reaching out trying to figure out what to do. We were answering questions at the Board of Elections as best we could of random people who couldn't find answers. It was, you know, problematic through the whole situation. You know, our worst outbreak happened in Dunkirk Ice Cream, what used to be called Dunkirk Ice Cream, which is Wells
right,
now.
Right.
But we had a major outbreak. Well, they had decided, the county health department and the county executive particularly, had decided that, hey, we're no longer going to have, we're not going to be open for business. We're not going to, on the weekends, we're only going to be reporting Monday through Friday. And the outbreak happened on Friday. So during the weekend, the people who worked at the plant were calling, were looking for answers, were calling the local radio stations, were calling the newspaper, trying to find out what was going on because they couldn't find out from their government. That was a problem.
Most recently, the 2020 U.S. Census figures came out and showed that Chautauqua County had a population loss, I'm sure you know, about 5.4% since 2010. What do you feel has led to that, and how would you try to reverse it?
Well, the interesting thing is that in Cattaraugus County, they were pretty much equal, and in Erie County, they had a significant increase in population. And Chautauqua County had the biggest population loss of all the eight Western New York counties except for one. We also are the poorest county in Western New York. We are one of the poorest counties in the state of New York. I mean, we need to bring wealth to Chautauqua County. And, you know, how do we bring wealth to Chautauqua County? Well, we can't continue doing what we're doing right now, that's for sure. We need to re-energize our development. We need to change how we do business. And do I have specifics? Certainly. You know, number one is you may be going to ask about this, and that's the $25 million that we're getting from the federal government.
Yes.
And $25 million, the county executive is talking about putting it into bureaucracy building ideas. And, you know, building the bureaucracy, this is a one-time opportunity. It just shows what exactly we have in Chautauqua County, and we have people that aren't thinking deep. I mean, we should be doing big plans. Some of the big plans that I suggested was, hey, maybe we should be doing some Lake Chautauqua Lake development. Maybe we should be doing a comedy highway of laughs leading from Interstate 90, where you have a couple million people going by to Niagara Falls, and we're not capturing them, not getting them off the highway, and bring them up Jamestown up Route 394 and taking them back down Route 60 or vice versa. There's a real opportunity to spend this money. I think we need to open it up. We open it up to the public. Jamestown did it. Open it up to the public. Chautauqua County thus far has not. Possibly we can get, and I'm hoping to make the county executive a better county executive. Maybe the county executive is going to listen to this, and we'll start having public hearings about how to spend that money.
You brought up Chautauqua Lake, and of course that's another major issue. It seems we have a number of groups that want the same thing, but they differ on how to get there. Mr. Wendell has put out this memorandum of understanding that groups are signing on to. Is that the way to go?
Well, I've been saying from the beginning, it's kind of like Seinfeld. You know, the memorandum of understanding is about nothing. And that's what a lot of the town supervisors have said already. And Seinfeld was about nothing. That's why I compare it to Seinfeld, a show about nothing. The memorandum really doesn't do anything solid to bring us forward. As far as Chautauqua Lake goes, I mean, the county executive and I are on opposite ends. He's in favor of the new taxing district. I'm absolutely opposed to the new taxing district that's being proposed. He is in favor of chemicals. He says it's okay to have chemicals in the lake. We have a pristine lake. We have what's called one of the most pristine lakes in the state of New York. It's a spring-fed lake, and to suggest that we should be putting chemicals in this pristine lake is just crazy to me.
It is an aging lake, though.
It absolutely is an aging lake. There's questions that need to be answered. I mean, everything's an aging lake. I mean, it's not the only one. But the idea of putting chemicals into the lake to fight the weeds, a good friend of mine said, "Hey, Norm, what choice do we have? You know, we've run out of options and et cetera." Well, we need to do more harvesting. The experts have to tell us what to be doing. But I do know that, that I'm always opposed to putting chemicals into a pure body of water. And we need to do what we can to make it as pure as we possibly can.
Should the lake be dredged?
Well, there's discussions about the lake, the dredging. You know, maybe that's a use of the $25 million that we're talking about. Whatever we spend this $25 million on, going back to that, is, you know, should have benefits that range for decades, not benefits that are ranging, this is this year and this is going to help out and this is a special little project we're doing. So dredging is a possibility, but it's beyond or above my pay grade to really understand. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a person who studied the lake extensively, but I think it's something that needs to be discussed.
Another issue that has come up recently, and I know that some businesses, Athenex has brought it up, housing has become a topic in Chautauqua County. We know what housing is going for right now. Is there a way that the county can and should help in that regard?
Well, the first thing, obviously, we have to help with. I was just talking to the manager of the Athenex plant just the other evening. And the first thing we have to do is figure out how to get people to be available to work there. They can't find qualified people to work there or Dunkirk Ice Cream. We're talking about thousands of dollar bonuses, $25 an hour, you know, as a starting wage. Housing, we can't even find people to go to work. So our workforce development program obviously has failed in Chautauqua County. I mean, if it was successful, we wouldn't be having this problem of finding people to go to work there. The housing issue, you know, you build it, they will come. Investors are out there that will build the housing that's needed if it means that they're going to make money. So I think that it will solve itself in the long term, but it's certainly a short-term problem.
Norm, as we wrap up here, we're just about out of time. I did want to ask if people want to find out more about your candidacy, how can they do that?
Yeah, if you go to my website, rebootchq.com, that's the place to find me. The same thing goes for the Facebook page, or call me on the phone, 716-499-9628. As every reporter will tell you, in my 22 years of working in government, I've always answered my phone. I always return phone calls. I don't leave that night without returning every phone call that had been placed to me that day, or returned every email. That's the kind of guy I am. That's what I believe in. That's what I always insisted my staff, that they return every phone call and return every email. I'm a person who fights bureaucracy.
And I can verify that. I did want to ask, any other endorsements other than Democratic Party?
Just the Democratic Party. I had to, Working Families also endorsed me, but I had to turn that down because I was in the middle of a court fight with the county legislature, and my lawyer said that didn't put me in a very good position for standing in the court fight. So, you know, it was more important to me that my deputy become the next election commissioner than having a second line.
Chautauqua County Democratic County Executive Candidate Norm Green, we appreciate the time as always, and good luck in the campaign.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's been Community Spotlight for this week. I'm Terry Frank. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk with you again next week at this same time.